Rookland's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 26th of March. I'm Graham Laycock, taking a look at this week's local news stories in Surrey from the Surrey Advertiser and Surrey Live. First, a look at this week's top stories. Coronavirus cases falling 15% in Surrey. Appeal against ore drilling decision near Hawley to be heard. And 300 cannabis plants found in Surrey Heath. Two of Surrey's hospital trusts have recorded no new coronavirus patient deaths over the past week. The total number of people who have died in hospitals in the county and have tested positive for COVID-19 now stands at 3,450. That's according to latest NHS statistics. Friendly Heath NHS Foundation Trust saw the largest increase with 12 deaths recorded, followed by Epsom and St Helier University Hospital NHS Trust with 3. And Surrey and Sussex Healthcare and Ashford and St Peter's NHS Foundation Trust recorded no new deaths during the 7-day period. The total number of confirmed cases in the county since the pandemic started now stands at 69,319 cases as of 5 p.m. on Wednesday, according to government data. So the current breakdown of deaths recorded at NHS trusts operating inside the county: Frimley Heath NHS Foundation Trust, 1,238, an increase of 12. Epsom and St Helier University Hospital Trust, 777, an increase of 3. Royal Surrey NHS Foundation Trust, 287, an increase of 2. And the following trusts have had no increase in deaths over the last 7 days, and their total deaths to date are Surrey and Sussex Healthcare NHS Trust, 645, Ashford and St Peter's NHS Foundation Trust, 493, Woking Community Hospital, 1, Nuffield Health Woking, 1, Mount Laverne and Guildford, 2, Woking Community Hospital, 4, and St Magnus Hazelmere, 2. And coronavirus infection rates have gone up in 3 Surrey areas, according to the latest 7-day figures published on Thursday. The weekly rate has fallen in 6 areas and rates have stayed levelled in 2 areas. Runnymede has the highest coronavirus infection rate in Surrey, according to the latest data from Public Health England. The infection rate for the whole county is now 31 cases per 100,000 people. There were a total of 371 positive tests across Surrey in the week ending the 21st of March, which is 63 fewer cases than the previous week. The number of cases has fallen in the county by 15%. So let's just run down the infection rates for Surrey for week ending the 21st of March, published on the Thursday. Starting with the highest, going down to the lowest. Runnymede, 64.9, up 23%. Spelthorne, 57.1%, 16% up. Woking, no change at 47.6. Tandridge, 28.4, down 14%. Reigate and Banstead, 24.9, down 46%. Elmbridge, 24.1, down 33%. Epsom and Yule, 23.6, down 10%. Surrey Heath, 23.5, no change. Guildford, 22.8, down 33%. Waverley, 19, which is up 50%, and Mole Valley, 17.2, down 56%. A dangerous criminal has been jailed after violently smashing open a safe and taking £4,000 from a shop in Woking. Wesley Kevin Davidson, aged 41, of Cowley Avenue, Chertsey, was sentenced to 30 months' imprisonment for commercial burglary at Guildford Crown Court on Tuesday. Investigating officers were able to find CCTV of a man matching the suspect's description going into Woking Library earlier that day. While there was no CCTV of his face while he was in the library, Davidson used the communal computers and logged on using a library card in his own name, enabling officers to link him to the burglary. Davidson admitted the offences in court but disputed some of the facts. The case was therefore decided by Newton hearing, where the judge decides which party is being truthful. The judge handed Davidson a jail sentence and was also ordered to pay a victim surcharge of £190. PC Kat Sandys, who oversees burglary investigations for West Division's proactive investigation team, said this was not only something that was clearly pre-planned, but was also really frightening for the brave staff members who quickly responded during the night to a security alert about their place of work. A great team effort by the investigating officers and means another dangerous criminal is off the streets. A Redhill woman is to take her fight against oil drilling near her home to the Court of Appeal in a case that could have a big impact on environmental planning law. Sarah Finch last year challenged Surrey County Council's decision to allow oil production near Hawley, but following a High Court hearing, the council found to have acted lawfully. Now, Lord Justice Kim Lewison has granted permission for Ms. Finch to appeal the ruling. "I'm glad that the importance of this case is being recognised," says Ms. Finch. "We can't go on extracting fossil fuels in a climate emergency. The UK will be a laughingstock at the global climate talks in Glasgow this year if projects like this are allowed to go ahead," she said. "If we want the world leaders to avoid dangerous climate change, we need to make sure our planning decisions are in line with our climate targets and that processes such as environmental impact assessment are used to properly assess the full carbon impact of fossil fuel projects." Mr. Justice David Holgate concluded in December that under the EIA regulations, a council considering an application to extract oil doesn't have to assess the climate impact of greenhouse gases emitted when that oil is then burned. Lord Justice Lewison said, "Although the judge's reasons for his conclusions are cogent, they are open to proper challenge, and in view of the importance of the question, I regard this as a compelling reason for the appeal to be heard." Ryan Smith, the Lee Day solicitor who will represent Ms. Finch, said the appeal is hugely significant. "It's the first time an appeal court in this country has grappled with whether the current law goes far enough to ensure that the carbon impact from domestic fossil fuel production is properly assessed. Whatever the outcome, the judgment will have a major ramifications not just for the local Surrey community, but also the UK's entire approach to tackling the climate crisis." A Surrey County Council spokesman said the Planning and Regulatory Committee approved the Horse Hill application as it was in accordance with the development plan and policies laid down by government. "We are aware that permission has been granted for a review of the Horse Hill planning application at the Court of Appeal, and we await the court's decision on this matter and are unable to comment further at this time. A date for the hearing has not yet been set." Approximately 300 cannabis plants were found after reports were raised over a suspicious property on Monday. The plants were cultivated throughout the property and the investigation remains ongoing and local officers are now conducting patrols. Police say that a man ran from the property in the Surrey Heath Borough and jumped into neighbouring gardens. A Surrey Police spokesman wrote on the Surrey Heath Beat Surrey Police Facebook page, "Local officers in the area of St Michael's Watchets have conducted patrols after reports raised over suspicious property on Monday. Inquiries were made into the property by the PCSOs. A male has run from the premises and jumped into neighbouring gardens, which has alerted the community, followed by prompt response from our neighbourhood policing team to find the male. Officers have discovered a large cultivation of cannabis plants throughout the premises, approximately 300 plants in total, and investigations are still ongoing at this time. Surrey Police want to reassure residents that the incident is not related to other offences." With dozens of pedestrians a year injured on crossings in Surrey, a list is looking at the most dangerous ones. Crossings in Woking, Guildford, Stanwell all make the list. Shepherd and Hawley crossings also feature. In 2019, the most recent figures available, 67 people were injured while using pedestrian crossings across Surrey. That was up from 55 in 2018. Now, crossings that saw the most people injured while crossing the road, based on data in the last 5 years, was the junction of the A325 and South Street in Farnham, the High Street near the junction with Walkley Road in Epsom, Station Road East in Oxted, Godston Road, Wyleaf, near Wyleaf Tavern, and the total number of accidents near crossings may be much higher, as incidents where no one has been injured as a result of the collision are often not reported. Most dangerous crossings in Surrey from data of the last 5 years are Onslow Street near McDonald's in Guildford, Victoria Road near Premier Inn in Woking, London Road near the McDonald's and junction with Stanwell Road in Stanwell, the High Street junction with Green Lane in Shepperton, and Balcombe Road junction with Station Road, Smallfield Road in Hawley. Xavier Bryce, CEO of Sustrans, said we need to change the way we move around our towns and cities. Too many pedestrians are still injured on or near pedestrian crossings. As we begin to exit lockdown, the needs and safety of all road users, but especially pedestrians and other vulnerable road users, must be addressed, particularly as people are walking more often since the pandemic. The majority of pedestrian and cycle injuries occur in built-up areas as a result of collisions with motor vehicles, with higher speed limits increasing the chance of incidents and the severity of injuries from a collision. We want to see the UK government implement a 20 mph default speed limit on residential streets, ban pavement parking throughout England so drivers can more easily see pedestrians crossing, and modify the highway code to include a hierarchy of road users with pedestrians at the top. Introducing these changes will help to make it easier for people to walk and cycle in safety. And Surrey may be able to access the National Safer Streets Fund to get its street lighting turned back on in crime hotspots. The government announced last week it was doubling the size of the fund to £45 million following the death of Sarah Everard, who was walking home in South London. One councillor said, "We try to encourage people to walk or cycle instead of using their cars, but they will only make that change if they feel safe." That was Fiona White, Surrey County Councillor for Guildford West. She said, "I hear a lot of concerns from hospital staff and students as well as local residents." The council took the decision in 2016 to switch off 44,000 streetlights across the county between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. to save £210,000 a year. The Safer Streets Funds enables PCCs and local authorities to bid for investment in initiatives like street lighting that have been shown to prevent neighbourhood crime. The fund originally focused on the crime of burglary, robbery, theft from the person and vehicle crime, is now shifting on to preventing sexual violence, and so could be used to target parks, alleyways and routes from bars and restaurants and nightclubs. County Council leader Tim Oliver told the council this week that if Surrey Police requested lights to be turned on at night for safety reasons, they would be. The council said it was up to police to identify where this was needed. Lights in some areas had already been turned back on for a few months to address particular issues and requests from the police, though the council declined to say where. According to a Surrey County Council spokesman, if residents have concerns about lighting in any particular area, they should contact their local police force, who we work with regularly, to consider any necessary changes to ensure residents feel safe and to help Surrey Police deal with crime. PCC David Munro told the PCC panel this week in response to a question from Woking Councillor Will Foster that he was supportive of the discussion but not have a timescale. He said, "It's firmly in the hands of Surrey County Council. They're the ones who switch the lights off, say they need to be switching them on again," he said, before adding, "We are in a position to move fast if we have to." And the PCC's office on March the 23rd said they'll be putting in a bid, though it was too early to say anything about the potential areas or focus. The government will announce their funding decisions in May. And finally, an area of Surrey has been named the best place to live in the South East according to the Sunday Times. Surrey Hills secured the top spot, beating areas such as Amersham in Buckinghamshire and Charlbury in Oxfordshire, which were among 9 runners-up. The area of outstanding natural beauty covers several villages and boroughs, with Tilford and Chiddingfold among the judges' favourites. The list revealed the average property sale price in Surrey Hills is £675,000 and the average rental is £1,800 per calendar month. The runners-up also included the Isle of Wight and Winchester in Hampshire. A spokesman for the Sunday Times said the judges found it impossible to choose just one of the villages in the area of outstanding natural beauty. The judges said, "Everywhere you turn, there's a hearty country pub, impossibly pretty village, or a view to make the heart sore." Villages and cities were not on the focus of this year's best places, but rather smaller towns that have everything you need. That's according to the Sunday Times and the Times property editor Helen Davies. She added, with miles of ancient woodlands, panoramic views and timeless picture-perfect villages such as Tilfordshire and Aminjahaba, life in the Surrey Hills is a glorious romantic rural idyll, and with it all within commuting distance of London. Among the judges' favourites were Tilford and Chiddingfold, where the Green is home to big bonfire night festives. Aminjahaba and its village shop and tea room also made the judges' favourite list, among many other areas. The judges were also satisfied with the nearby schools, supermarket stations. A Wadham School in Farnham is, according to the Sunday Times Parent Power League, the best state secondary in the country without a sixth form. They also noted that Guildford is just 35 minutes from London by train and mentioned the area's grand detached homes tucked away in private roads. And that completes our look at the stories in Surrey this week. This has been Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock, and you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio, and you can keep up to date with the Surrey Advertiser and at Surrey Live. Brooklyn's Radio.